It's Easter Sunday. Happy Easter to all. Welcome to today's Paschal Cast. This is Father John Zolsdorf. The Roman station today is Santa Maria Maggiore. St. Mary Major is one of the earliest churches dedicated to the Mother of God after the Council of Ephesus in 431. Sixtus III had his deacon Leo, later Pope Leo the Great, execute the mosaics of the Triumphal Arch, and they are rich with his deep theology about the Virgin and Incarnate Word, with scenes of the life of Christ and the Old Testament. Housed in a chapel here is the icon of Mary most beloved by the Romans, Salus Populi Romani, brought here in 590 from Crete. Pope Gregory the Great himself met the arrival of the icon, brought up the Tiber River in great festivity, and then put it in St. Mary Major. When there were plagues in Rome, processions were usually made to St. Peter's on the Vatican Hill. But Gregory the Great in the same year, 590, had the procession instead to St. Mary Major. Let us ask her help in the eradication of all societal plagues right now, whether viral or ideological, such as demonic gender twisting and cancel culture. From Toward Easter, where we are now, by Father Patrick Troadec. On this Easter day, joy dwells in our heart. Jesus clothes himself in his glorious body and thereby triumphs over death. Our rejoicing is all the greater that our sadness during the Passion was more profound. The apostles were utterly discouraged after the death of our Lord. They had lost the ardent faith of former days. But as soon as they see our Lord risen from the dead, not only do they recover their faith, but this marvelous vision redoubles it, and an overflowing joy suffuses their entire being. St. Paul rightly said, "If Christ be not risen, vain is our faith." Our Lord had in fact foretold his resurrection. Had he not risen, it would have been the proof that he was not the awaited Messiah. The resurrection thus gives the final seal of authenticity to all of our Lord's teaching and to all of the miracles that he had worked during his life. In raising himself from the dead, he confirms that he is indeed the God become man, foretold by the prophets and longed for by the just of the Old Testament. At the same time, his resurrection gives meaning to our own life. From now on, death is no longer an ending, but the entry into life, true life, that eternal life for which we were created and which all shall enjoy who learn to live and die in a Christian manner. That was the goal of Lent, to help us to die to our evil tendencies, die to sin, and begin even now to live a resurrected life. It is very beautiful to see how God in his providence willed that we already possess the first fruits of that joy, which we will taste fully in heaven. Those who were truly generous during Lent, who meditated on their own death, as the priest said to them on Ash Wednesday, "Remember, man, that thou art dust, and unto dust thou shalt return." Those who prayed, who sacrificed themselves throughout Lent, and who compassionated the sufferings and death of our Lord, are called today to live the life of grace. And like the apostles, they are filled with a profound joy, foretaste of the joy that we shall know in heaven.